Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, kind of a momentous report here. It's the last one of 2016 as we round out the week, round out the month, the quarter, year 2016. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, I think to everybody's surprise, we put in a positive week for the last week of the year. Wheat was our real winner here, week over week. Nearby wheat, Kansas City wheat up 12 and a quarter. New crop July Kansas City wheat up 12 and a quarter as well. So that was our big winner Friday to Friday. Corn and beans both managed to put in some gains as well. So we saw nearby corn up 6 and a quarter, new crop corn up 3 and 3 quarters. Nearby beans up 7.5 and new crop beans up 12.25. So put in a really good rebound week. Something I think everyone was a little bit surprised about considering how strong things were around Thanksgiving. Everyone was kind of assuming that old adage about bulls on Thanksgiving, bears on Christmas and New Year's, and it didn't pan out. So I'm glad to say we had a positive week for a change, Chad.
All right. Now, there weren't many traders, it looked like, in Chicago this week. Pretty light volume, maybe especially yesterday. But you were telling me about some of the fund discussion and how they're viewing commodities here. What's that discussion like?
Yeah, it's been really quiet on the funds, you know, front, I guess you could say. And we've all been kind of looking at these numbers and thinking, what are the funds doing? Like, why are we so neutral? It's just a very weird position to be in with the funds. And what we're hearing a lot of right now is there's a lot of discussion about what should the strategy be for these big funds going into the new year. They obviously want to get the most bang for their buck. They look at commodities as a really cheap investment. I can't say that I blame them or that I disagree with them. It is a much cheaper investment than if you're going out to the financial sector, the stocks, the indices, that kind of thing. We're seeing some of the best numbers we've seen in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So to say as a fund manager, I want to get the best bang for my buck, commodities is really what they're looking at. Specifically, the grains, corn, and wheat are some very appealing markets to be in. Even beans, great market to be in, especially given a lot of the demand talk that's going on around beans right now.
Heather, give us the export update. What do things look like for exporting U.S. grain?
Well, you know, it was kind of a slow start to the export year, and then we just kind of shot off as we started getting into harvest. Exports really started picking up. Right now, when you look at the export picture, this year's exports versus last year's, we're 76% ahead of last year's exports on the corn, which is amazing. We are 28% ahead of last year's bean exports and 32% ahead of last year's wheat exports. Now, beans, it's actually a record-setting number right now with where we're at as far as how many millions of bushels have been exported. Corn, it's not a record, but it is a, let's call it a near-term record. You know, we haven't seen this kind of volume on corn move in probably 4 or 5 years. It's a solid number. It will keep growing just because of where we're priced at in the world. Wheat is really strong as well, especially given how competitive the wheat market has been with wheat coming out of the Black Sea region. It's just a really strong indication that people want to buy U.S. grains for quality, for price, for consistency, logistics, everything. So it's a good numbers to see. I really like that corn number. Seeing us 76% ahead of last year is what we need on a corn crop that's as large as it is.
All right. As we kind of wrap up our conversation for today, what will you be watching as we get into the month of January?
There's a couple things going on in January. I think most people know, but we've got a new president coming, so that will be a huge mover and shaker for kind of where commodities and financial and all the indices kind of go here in the next couple weeks. We've got a big WASDE and our final crop production report coming in January on the 12th, as well as then we'll see if China is going to continue to be importing as many beans as they've done in the last month. They've got huge crush margins right now. It's just making so much money over there that they've imported an amazing amount of beans. So we'll see if they continue to do that after the new year. We'll have to wait for after their new year to see how much China does. But It will definitely be something to watch in the next couple weeks. And obviously the one thing we've all been talking about for about the last couple months is the weather down in Argentina and Brazil. It's a little too dry right now, so we'll see if they get some rain here in the next couple weeks when they really, really need it.
Excellent discussion. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you, Heather. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, Chad. You too.
All right. We've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like to get more information from them, call toll-free 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.